Imagine a business world where your brand doesn't need to fight tooth and nail for tiny market share gains against established competitors. What if instead you could create entirely new competitive spaces where other brands simply don't matter? This revolutionary approach, focusing on brand relevance rather than preference, has transformed industries and created some of the most valuable companies in the world. From Apple's iPod to Toyota's Prius, the most successful brands don't just win comparisons, they make comparisons irrelevant by changing what customers want altogether. Think about it. When the Prius launched, Toyota wasn't trying to convince customers their hybrid was better than Honda's hybrid. There was no Honda hybrid. Toyota created an entirely new category where they were the only relevant option. This approach has become especially crucial in today's rapidly evolving marketplace, where digital transformation makes category disruption not just possible, but inevitable. Traditional brand competition is exhausting. Constantly battling for attention among similar products, like attendees at a party wearing identical outfits. This approach becomes increasingly difficult as markets mature and brands become functionally indistinguishable, with competitors quickly matching even brilliant marketing claims. The brand relevance model flips this dynamic. Rather than competing within existing categories, companies create new categories or subcategories where competitors become irrelevant because they don't qualify for consideration. When Asahi introduced super dry beer in Japan, it created an entirely new subcategory with a sharper taste and Western image, capturing 25% of the market despite previously holding less than 10%. This transforms customer decision-making into a two-phase process. First, brand relevance, which category to buy, potentially excluding many brands immediately. Then, brand preference, selecting among considered brands. Only brands perceived as offering what customers actually want remain in consideration. We're hardwired to categorize. It's how our brains make sense of a complex world. When shopping for a car, you might first decide, I want a hybrid SUV, before considering specific models, eliminating most options before detailed comparison. To achieve category dominance, companies must establish themselves as the exemplar, the brand that defines the entire category in consumers' minds, like Kleenex for tissues or Google for search engines. Tesla exemplifies this with electric vehicles, transforming perception from eco-friendly alternatives to premium performance vehicles. Categorization affects perception at both conscious and subconscious levels. Once categorized, people often stop gathering information and let category perceptions dominate evaluation. This makes recategorizing extremely difficult, even when facts contradict it. Toyota's Lexus spent over a decade overcoming its initial categorization as a Japanese imitator of German luxury cars. The way a category is framed determines which attributes matter to consumers. Red Bull created an entirely new category of energy drinks by positioning itself as a performance enhancer rather than just another soft drink. These frames become resistant to change, which is why defining the category first provides powerful advantages. Physical retail spaces enable category creation through thoughtful product selection, presentation, and customer engagement. Muji positioned itself as the no-brand brand, offering functional enough products without excess. By rejecting badge brands, Muji paradoxically provides self-expression for consumers wanting to demonstrate rationality. Zappos transformed online shoe retailing by prioritizing exceptional service. Their distinctive policies, free shipping, 365-day returns, and empowered customer service representatives created a category where traditional e-commerce metrics no longer applied. Unlike competitors, Zappos encouraged customer calls rather than competing on price. Whole Foods differentiated through visible social responsibility, cultivating food passion that made shopping an adventure, and developing expertise in organic products. These weren't mere marketing tactics, but fundamental category definitions competitors couldn't easily replicate. These retail innovators show how strong vision and culture create formidable competitive barriers. Brand equity builds additional protection through visibility and customer relationships. The most successful concepts start small and expand with traction, mirroring the category creation process itself. Creating offerings that drive new categories involves concept generation, evaluation, category management, and competitive barriers. While potentially lucrative, this process remains risky, like prospecting for gold in unexplored territory. The most valuable opportunities emerge from identifying non-obvious unmet needs. When customers cannot articulate what they want, ethnographic research becomes essential, observing people in context to understand both how and why products are used. P&G institutionalized this through Living It, Shop-alongs, and Working It programs, boosting both innovation and employee satisfaction. Sometimes the best insights come from simple observation without formal research. Quicken's founder created financial software after watching his wife struggle with manual bookkeeping. A recovering skier designed modern snowshoes after experiencing the awkwardness of traditional ones. Discovering how customers use products in unintended ways can reveal powerful opportunities. Arm & Hammer transformed when they found customers using baking soda to freshen refrigerators, expanding from 1% to 57% household penetration in just 14 months. Similarly, non-customers represent untapped potential. Shimano created the coasting bike with simple features after learning many Americans found cycling too complicated. Creating a new category is just the beginning. The key to enduring success is establishing barriers that keep competitors irrelevant. These barriers function like moats protecting your market position. The strongest competitive barrier is innovation protected by intellectual property or patents, as seen with P&G's Olestra or Toyota's Prius. Even massive investment requirements can deter competitors, as CNN and ESPN demonstrated with their years of unchallenged operation. Execution capability forms another significant barrier. Delivering consistently requires organizational competencies competitors can't easily replicate. IKEA's design and sourcing capabilities and Zappos' service culture represent their core identity, not just their operations. First mover advantage generates early market share that creates scale advantages, while brand equity provides another strong barrier by defining the category through innovation. The ultimate barrier occurs when a brand becomes an exemplar that defines the category itself, when people say Google it instead of search for it, or ask for a Kleenex instead of a tissue. Markets constantly evolve, and firms risk irrelevance when their category fades or gets redefined. Even strong brands with loyal customers can become obsolete when their dominant category no longer matters, just like Blockbuster when video rental disappeared. When facing relevance threats, brands can stick to their knitting with incremental improvements, reposition the brand, gain parity to prevent irrelevance, or leapfrog with superior innovation. Brands can also lose energy relevance, becoming tired and bland. Research shows traditional equities like trustworthiness matter less now, while energetic brands remain healthy and financially strong. Without energy, even familiar brands can enter the graveyard, recognized but not recalled at purchase time. Continuous innovation is the most powerful way to maintain relevance. Alternatives include engaging customers through social networks, creating brand-controlled retail experiences, or using promotions to attract new customers. Creating new categories offers enormous rewards. Competition without competitors is more profitable than fighting brand preference wars. Even temporary advantages generate profit flows and customer bases that pay dividends when competitors eventually catch up. The key isn't competing better, but competing differently by making competition irrelevant through category creation and management.